says every eye shall see him, including yours. The Shekinah glory is going to signify his coming and presence just as it always did in history. It's going to signify that the Lord is present to pour out his day, the day of the Lord's wrath, and will cause all the tribes of the earth to mourn. And it's going to be very similar to God's appearance on Mount Sinai, but this time on a worldwide scale. The earth is going to be darkened. God's going to blow the trumpet. The trumpet will sound the last trump. It's going to be accompanied by angels. He will come in the brilliant, devouring fire of his Shekinah glory. It's going to be amazing. But for the wicked, his coming is going to be most catastrophic and frightening, the most frightening event of all of human history. It's called the great and terrible day of the Lord. And because of that, I bring this to your attention because, friends, it's time to give God glory. It's time to give him glory. And the first way we give him glory is to repent, to agree with his viewpoint of our lives, our assessment, and how we have fallen short of his glory, of his standard of perfection, have sinned, and need his forgiveness. That's why he sent Yeshua, to bring glory, to restore God's glory in your life and in mine. But we cannot do it by ourselves. We must repent. We must receive the shed blood of Yeshua as the final and ultimate sacrifice for our sin. No more by bulls and lambs and goats, but once and for all by the blood of Yeshua. And when he returns, if we are giving glory to his name and submitted to his authority, we are going to see that the glory of the Lord will again fill the temple, just as Ezekiel foretold. It will light up Jerusalem, the land of Israel, and the entire earth. And the whole earth, says the prophet, shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. I hope you're going to be part of that. Thanks for joining us here on Viewpoint. Make sure you get the Jewish calendars that we've been offering. They contain not only the Jewish calendar, but the Gregorian calendar. We've lowered the price to $10 to make them available to you. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA, 1-800-SAVE-USA. And we'll be back with you tomorrow. God bless you and give glory to God.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Chrismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the...
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, hopefully, they're going to be the views of Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. And if he doesn't call in, why, they're going to be your views as well. In fact, right now, since Bob has not called, why, we welcome your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But we live in a world gone mad. Certainly, California has a lot of financial problems here. We have basically a pension, a unfunded pension, somewhere between half a trillion and three-quarters of a trillion dollars, and really no way to pay for them. We have a bonded indebtedness of well over $60 billion, and we're going to have a hard time paying the interest, and we'll never be able to pay the principal back on our bonded indebtedness. Certainly, one of the things that's come up now, they have a plan. They're going to sell off 12 state buildings. These are large things. We have stadiums, and we have major buildings. We're going to just sell off these 12 buildings. We're going to get about $2.5 billion for these. They're going to be sold to investors, because, of course, then we're going to have to rent them back again. Now, first of all, we're going to have to put out about $1.5 billion to pay off the loan. So we'll end up with about $1 billion. But over the period of the 20-year lease we're going to take on them, we're going to put out about $4 or $5 billion. So we're going to lose several billion dollars on this. But right now, why, of course, we're going to have more money. And this is the most short-sighted affair you can imagine. Certainly, they just can't find enough money to spend. They have. They're going to build a 50-mile rail line between a place called Borden and Cochrane. They're out in the valley. Nobody's ever heard of Borden, and even few people have ever heard of Cochrane. But they're going to start in this rapid transit system. Going to cost $4.5 billion to build a 50-mile rail line from Borden to Concord. Now, I wonder how many people in California know where either one of those communities are. But this is what they're going to do, and they say it's really going to be wonderful. Look at all the jobs we're going to get by investing $4.5 billion in a 50-mile strip of a rail that goes from Borden to Cochrane. And ladies and gentlemen, nobody's ever heard of it. I mean, who's going to take that trip from Border to Cochrane? Nobody's going to go from Border to Cochrane. It's sort of like where I live. I live here in the Monterey Bay, and they bought a rail line. And they're going to finance this by shipping freight for 7 miles from Aptos to Capitola. And that is, of course, they're going to raise a lot of money shipping freight. Why would anybody want to ship freight on a train from Aptos to Capitola, a distance of perhaps 7 miles? But they justify that. They put out $100,000 for a study, and that's how they're going to raise money. Oh, they're going to have a dinner train that's going to go up to Davenport, up the coast about 15 miles, and we're going to make a lot of money on people going on that dinner train. And all of these are totally fraudulent concepts. But, of course, this whole idea, you have to understand it's really all about Agenda 21. Agenda 21 is the master plan put forward by Prince Charles and some of the wealthiest people in the world, Al Gore, John Kerry, the elite of the world, met in 1992 on the good ship Britannia, and they laid out this plan that came to be known as Sustainable Development Agenda 21. And one of the major things in this is get people out of their cars. And, of course, now they want to get you into your electric cars, and then they're going to run the price of electricity up. They won't let us have nuclear power. We're tearing down the dams so that we won't be able to have hydroelectric power. But they want to get you into electric cars, and they're going to raise the price up. Then you're going to give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our regularly scheduled guest is not here, so we're going to have to do open lines because I have absolutely nothing prepared for this hour. Our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Read an article on one of the recent issues of the Wall Street Journal, and the headline was U.S. Exports Up Dramatically. And as you read the article, you found out that the U.S. exports had gone up 3.2%. And because there had been a decrease of imports into the United States, the trade deficit for last month was only going to be 38.67 billion dollars. That's $38.67 billion. Old trade deficit had dropped to $38.67 billion. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's almost $40 billion. In 12 months, that'd be about $480 billion. That's almost, well, let's say it's only $450 billion. That's almost $500 billion. A trade deficit. That's what we're going to have, is $500 billion trade deficit, and this year, and almost indefinitely, because we are systematically and intentionally shipping our production overseas. And certainly we've sent our steel industry largely overseas, so that when they rebuilt the San Francisco-Oakland Bay Bridge here recently, where did the steel come from, the prefabricated steel? It all came on cargo ships from China because it's cheaper to build a steel bridge in China and ship it across the ocean than to get it here in the United States. And then, of course, we always favor the goods coming in from China. We do everything we can to encourage the Chinese industry. And then, of course, we've shipped a lot of part of our automotive industry overseas. Actually, of course, this year, next year, we'll probably build about 12 million cars here in the United States. But China is going to be putting 14 to 16 million cars. They're going to be producing in China. And the largest producers over there, a couple of the largest producers, are companies called General Motors and Ford. And then, of course, our electronic industry has gone over, our textile industry. Just try to find a shirt here or an underwear, anything of a textile nature made here in the United States. And you have to understand this is all part of a diabolical plan that they're concealing from the American people and even from many members of Congress, that it's all about raising the living standards in other countries and lowering the living standards here. And basically, of course, when you see these headlines telling you that really a jump in at U.S. exports, it's all part of disinformation program. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our regularly scheduled guest is not here with us this evening. So I'm going to ask you, if you're out there in the listening audience, to give us a call. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I always worry when Bob doesn't call, and something could have happened to him, but he's usually right on time. This is very, very unusual. It might be there's a big storm where he's living, who knows. But under any circumstances, why Illinois has a major problem with their state debt. In fact, so many of the states across America have serious problems with debt. And basically, they don't have enough income to actually meet their debt, so they have to start laying off people. And then those people don't pay taxes, and they get less income, and they have to lay off more people, and they get less income coming in. And, of course, this is downward spiral. Well, Illinois is in terrible, terrible straits. And they are probably about 5 months behind paying the people who service them. These are the various companies that provide services for the state of Illinois, whether it be food services or production services of one sort or another. So Illinois has come up with a wonderful idea. What do you do when you don't have any money to pay your debts? Why, you borrow money, and they're going to borrow money at 12% interest so that they can get out of debt. And so they're going to, rather than simply have all these companies out there that is actually can charge them 1% a month, fine if Illinois doesn't pay the money, why, they're going to have Wall Street brokers or Wall Street banks go in and pay off the debt, and then they get the 1% a month. And so they'll be making about 12% interest a year. And that's not a bad payment, as long as Illinois pays back, and they probably will sooner or later. But, ladies and gentlemen, how do you get out of debt? By increasing spending. When ordinarily, when you get head over heels in debt, what you do is simply declare bankruptcy and simply do away with the massive debts that you have. The difficulty is that this is not simply money that's owed to the banks. This is money that's owned to companies that provide services for the state of Illinois. And if you default on that, those companies would go bankrupt, and then you wouldn't be getting the income from those. And so they're in a difficult situation. And they are going to have to, facing the prospect of bankruptcy as far as the state is concerned, they're going to have to start paying 12% interest to borrow money. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you can't spend yourself into prosperity, and you can't get out of debt by borrowing money at 12% interest, and yet that is exactly the place where the state of Illinois is today. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we'll be glad to talk to you. We'll talk about any subject you want to. You don't have to talk about the finances. Certainly, Bob Chapman has written an article. It was posted on World Affairs Brief this morning, and he's talking about the European situation. And in fact, most people think that everything's under control now. The European Central Bank is talking about standing behind the nations that can't pay their money. The German finance minister says that Germany's going to stand behind the countries over there that are having problems. The International Monetary Fund says that there's nothing to worry about. They're going to step in. But what has happened is you've got a number of nations. Now, these are not Germany and France and Austria. They're pretty well run, but and they're certainly not head over heels in debt. They have debt, but nothing like Greece, which has a debt which is equal to over 100% of its gross net domestic product. And Portugal and Spain is really a basket case. It's got tremendous debt, as so does Italy. And Italy is the third largest economy in Europe. So when these countries, and I'm talking about Portugal, Italy, Ireland, and then, of course, you've got Greece and Spain. And these countries are all on the verge of bankruptcy, as are several of the countries over there in Eastern Europe. And they've got massive debt. What do you do when you're at massive debt? Well, the best thing you could do would be simply to go bankrupt, just to say we can't pay it. Because remember, banks create money out of nothing. You're not taking anything away from the banks. You are simply refusing to pay money that was simply a bookkeeping entry. And, oh, we've got somebody on line one. Let's see who we have. Hi, who do we have on line one?
Yeah, this is Jim.
Hi, Jim. How are you? Where are you calling from?
Kansas.
Okay, Jim, do you have a question or comment?
Well, I just saw something that really was a convincer that we are under a corporate government, not a constitutional government.
I think you're absolutely right, but we need to get the American people to understand that Congress is pretty well irrelevant. Congress is prescribed by the Constitution, but you read that wonderful article by Robert Reich, who's certainly an insider, former Secretary of Treasury, Secretary of Labor, I should say, a member of the CFR, Rhodes Scholar, and he wrote an article back in 1999 that says Congress is irrelevant. I mean, it is the Federal Reserve System that's really running our country, not Congress. They have very little to say about it. Well, what were your thoughts there?
Well, the Congress had a problem explaining to people why he didn't have to go through his birth certificate, why they didn't have to show it. So they went to the Congressional Research Committee, or whatever they are, and they wrote a whole paragraph on why they don't have to, and it said the federal has no requirements for them to look it up.
Well, of course, you and I both know that if Barack Obama was a legitimate citizen of the United States, there wouldn't be all this rhetoric, there wouldn't be all the cover-up, there wouldn't be the refusals to show a birth certificate. But, of course, obviously, they're not telling the truth. Hey, I've got to run, Bob. We just got our guest on the line. Hey, thanks so much for calling in, though, and let's go to Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. How are you doing, Bob?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good.
All right, I was a little worried. I thought maybe they got you here.
No, I slept in between. And,
okay, well, I do the same sort of thing. Well, I depend on my wife to get me up. And anyway, of course, because Bob was with us this afternoon, we were simply talking about the situation over in Europe, where, of course, the thing that the country should do is simply go bankrupt and say, we're not going to pay back the bonds. You're just out of luck. You know, maybe we'll give you 20 cents on the dollar, but we can't afford it. We're not going to destroy this country, and we're not going to put our people in debt for the next 50 years to pay off the debts. And basically, you can't get out of debt by borrowing more money. You just put off the day of reckoning. And Bob has suggested that these countries should just drop out of the European Union, cancel their debts, go bankrupt on it, and start in all over again. Is that pretty well what you are advocating?
Yes, it is, and normally you wouldn't want to do that, but there are so many nations in trouble. I mean, it isn't just the United States with their debt that they owe others. There's many other nations in the same position, and that's why I've advocated a meeting like they had in the 70s with the Smithsonian meetings, as well as the Plaza Accord in 85 and the Louvre Accord in 87. And they've got to get together, and all of the problems will be worked out ahead of time, where they revalue and devalue currencies against one another and multilaterally default. and it'll have to default 100%. It can be 60 or 70 or 80 or whatever they want, and that's manageable. And once they've done that, countries like the United States could devalue their currency perhaps by two-thirds, and hopefully be in a position where they could go back to a gold-backed currency, and the problems would be solved. And I think it's the only thing to do. You got to remember that the lenders fully aware of having made the mistake of lending, particularly in the latter stages of lending, knowing that the money can't be returned because it's an impossibility. And so there is a problem with the lender. Not the problem that there is with the borrower, but, you know, if you had to cut it up, 20% fault, at least, of the lender and 80% of the borrower. And so I think there's something to be said about it. It solved the whole problem. And I think they'd have to go back to tariffs and have them very, very strict. Not 5 or 10%. It's not going to do the job. And they have to have a method of keeping other countries from debasing their currencies in order to compete, like China and other countries that have been doing it since World War II and even before that.
And, of course, we've always let them do it. We let the Japanese do it. We let the Chinese do it. We let the South Koreans do it. Why? Because we wanted to give them that trade advantage. They discriminate against our products. We don't discriminate against their products. I mean, if you go into South Korea and you're a South Korean, you buy an American car, first of all, they have an 8% tariff on it to get into South Korea. We have a 2.5% tariff here in the United States. But certainly then, of course, if you buy an American car, you're going to get audited by the Internal Revenue Service over there. That's not a law. It's just everybody knows it's going to happen. Why do they do that? Because they don't want you to buy American cars. They want to protect their economy. They want to amass a positive balance of trade. And our leaders do not. They want to send our wealth overseas and impoverish the American people and lower our living standards. And if you read Richard Haass's recent article in Foreign Affairs magazine, he keeps talking about the coming austerity. Austerity is coming to America, ladies and gentlemen. That is the plan. Lower living standards in America. That is the plan. He will tell you, certainly in a year or two, why our gross domestic product, certainly our debt is going to exceed our gross domestic product. And at that time, it becomes unsustainable. And as he points out, certainly the global markets will not continue to buy our debt. What he doesn't point out is that he's the president of the Council on Foreign Relations, and certainly the international banks, which are the global markets, are all in on this scheme. And when he talks about the global markets not purchasing our debt, what he's really doing, of course, is telling you that's the plan. They're not going to purchase our debt. We're going to have to cut back and cut back dramatically. And, of course, this will change America forever. And that's what they plan. Well, Bob, certainly what's going to happen over in Europe? Do you think that they're going to do the right thing? Are they going to continue? Are you simply, everybody's going to continue manufacturing money and throwing it into the debt cycle, hoping that they can?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Give them nothing. Which do you want? Because they jump at 30%. Because, of course, it was all money that was created out of absolutely nothing, simply to rape and ravish the population. Remember, banks create money. It is not printed money. It's electronic entries. But that's how they get countries in debt. And that's how we've gotten so deeply in debt today. Where the national debt is $13.8 trillion, and by next year, why our national debt will far exceed our gross domestic product. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Bob. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. That's 464-8295. And basically, what's going to happen as far as our state governments here in the United States are concerned? I understand that some of our states are even in worse shape than Greece. What's your take on that?
Well, that's true, and many of them are. And I think the U.S. government, the federal government, is going to have to fund them. And they've been funding them with these Build America bonds. Now, in this tax package that is trying to be passed right now, I think that the Build America bonds have been eliminated. And so I don't know what the states are going to do. The Build America bonds were bonds issued by states and guaranteed by the federal government.
And didn't the federal government pay part of the interest on those bonds, the state bonds, as well?
That's true.
Right. So,
and so, if they're not going to do that, I would guess that they would have to be direct loans from the federal government to the states, and with that would come federal control over this, that, and the other thing. and more state sovereignty would be lost. And the only thing that states could do is pay the toll, lose the sovereignty, or say, no, we're not going to do that, we're not going to pay, and we're going to go bankrupt.
Well, of course, you know, basically the debt this last year was about $1.3 trillion. That was in the year ending on the 30th of September. Now they've started this new year. They calculate the debt would be about $1.25 trillion. That's what they figured. But now, of course, we've got Ben Bernanke going to spend $600 billion buying bonds from the banks to put the money in circulation. We've got the deal as far as the budget is deal. This is about $900 billion. So there, you're talking about another. A trillion and a half dollars there that's going to be on top of the already almost $1.2 trillion debt. I mean, you can't keep doing this sort of things. We're basically talking about almost doubling the anticipated debt this year.
Well, I think that's the train of thought that goes through states like California and New York, Chicago, Illinois, you know, that's their feeling about this. They figure the federal government will come in and pick up the tab. And it could start something big. You don't know what's going to set this whole thing off. But once it stops, the federal government and Federal Reserve, they're not going to be able to stop it. And I don't think they can pull a war quick enough to get lots of people involved other than our own military. And so I think they think that they're in full command when, in fact, they're certainly not.
I certainly agree with you. And I think that basically the federal government does not have the money to bail the states out. The federal government does not have enough money to pay its own bills. And when we look at what's coming down the line as far as basically, I think we spend about $3.7 trillion a year. I think that's what the current budget is. But about $1.3 billion of that was almost a third of it last year was debt. And this year, it's probably going to be a great deal more. And basically, it's very, very difficult to get out of debt by increasing spending and getting revenue, which is exactly what this tax deal was. We're going to increase spending for the unemployment benefits. We're going to cut taxes. We're going to cut inheritance tax. I'm all in favor of cutting taxes. But why do we have an Office of Homeland Security? There is no terrorist threat. Why are we fighting overseas $750 billion every year for our military? Are we really safer? We'll be right back.
While the storm clouds gather, far across the sea, let us swear allegiance.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest, of course, is Bob Schaapman from the International Forecaster. So what are some of the new items and issues you'd like to bring up tonight, Bob?
Well, to me, it's a rather older issue, and I'm writing about it for Wednesday's issue of the Forecaster. But, you know, we're persistently seeing other nations, in order to come up with funds to meet their obligations, which they can't otherwise, they're commandeering all or part of public pension plans. We just saw it happen in Argentina and then Hungary. And then last week, they did the same thing in France, quote, borrowing money from public pensions. And I think it's going to become endemic. And as we know, there is legislation which is already in the making to do just that to private pensions, which is about $6 trillion in 401ks and IRAs. And I tell you, you bet your bottom dollar they're going to go after it. It's a lot of money. It'll be used to back up their bonds. I don't think that the stocks and bonds that are in those funds will be thrown into the market. I think they'll be held as collateral. So they could say to people like China, look, you know, we have all this money now. You don't have to worry about holding dollars. And it'll give them a lease on life, so to speak. And so I think people, particularly people who are retired and can access their retirement funds, they should very definitely consider taking all or part of their retirement out and put it in a private venue such as a...
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Bob was simply saying that he's writing now an article for the International Forecaster, going to the fact that the federal government is going to, by one means or another, steal the pension funds from the people. They've done it in Argentina. They've done it in Hungary. And certainly they're talking about doing it here. The federal government is desperate for money. Basically, of course, they're going out and they're having to borrow. Well, this year they were already planning on about a $1.2 trillion deficit. Now they've already added another $1.5 trillion to that. So we're really talking about $2.7 trillion deficit. Ladies and gentlemen, our spending for this year is calculated to be about $3.6, $3.7 trillion. You're talking about over half of the budget is going to be borrowed money. And well, basically, of course, this is devastating. And so Bob is suggesting if you have money in a 401k or IRA, get out any and all that you possibly can because the government is going to take it and maybe they'll pay you back, but they'll be in devalued dollars because there's no other solution. There is no instance in all history where a nation has gone into a fiat money system where eventually when the money has been returned, it has been at the value that it had. And, of course, the wonderful thing about our country was that for so many years, our currency, our monetary system was stable. But those days are long since gone, simply a remembrance of things past. And we're moving towards essentially the destruction of the value of our currency. And there's no better way than to destroy a nation than to destroy the monetary system. And the leaders of this country, what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, are intent upon doing that. They know exactly what they're doing. But you will know a better way to impoverish the American people. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But before we go on, Bob, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you and subscribe to the International Forecaster if they wish.
Well, the forecast is about business, finance, economics, and social and political issues all over the world. We publish on Wednesdays and Saturdays by email. Usually runs around 40 pages each time. And we have a hard copy that goes out twice a month for those who are not on the Internet. And everything that you need to know each week is in that publication. You can get a free introductory copy by going to theinternationalforecaster.com. The International, FORECASTER.com. You can also go to www.intforecaster.com, intforecaster.com. Or if you have a question, and we answer everyone, you can email us at bob@intforecaster.com. That's Bob, B-O-B, at intforecaster.com. Or you can call... Call toll-free to 800-333-7425. 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number, if you'd like to speak to Bob, I have a question, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, but before we get to our caller, we do have a couple of, the whole lines are lighting up, but we do have a caller on line one, although my my producer hasn't told me who it is, but under any circumstances, Bob, you were saying during the break, you thought people ought to get their money out of their IRAs and their 401ks, but what would they do with that money? Where would they put it would be somewhat safe, that would not be destroyed by the ravages of the monetary crisis that's coming?
Well, after having done this for over 50 years, my recommendation is that people go into gold and silver bullion, coin, and shares, and, you know, in the degrees that is suitable for them. I think that's the only safe place to be, because if rates are going to go higher and bonds go down as a result of it, if the stock market goes down, then the value of most investments will go down with it. The real estate market, both residential and commercial, are not viable at this time and probably won't be for a long time to come. And so with that said, the only place left for, in my mind, to go to is gold and silver-related assets. And I think that that should be the consideration of people. And as you know, they're in a great bull market. It's not going to stop for some time to come. And no matter what they do to try to hold it down, it still keeps on coming back.
All right, let's go to Don, who's calling us from Chicago. Don, are you there?
Hi, yes. Hi, Bob. I have a question for Bob. Bob, I was offered an opportunity to get into a financial thing called the, it's called, I forgot the name of it. I think it was the box system. It's a system where they said you could buy somebody else's losses through the commodities market. And it's called the bucket system. Have you ever heard of that?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
But
I
wouldn't find it attractive unless, you know, you need losses because you have large gains.
You know, apparently they charge you $1,750 for this magazine, and they say that the system is just through the Internet, and it's perfectly legal. The brokers do it, and they say you're just buying somebody else's losses, and I don't really understand how it goes, but does it sound ethical to you that there's such a thing in the commodities financial market?
I really can't say because I don't know.
And one of the things, Don, if you don't understand it, it looks complicated, why you probably are going to get scammed. I would certainly check with your tax accountant, but you would be very careful because even though they say it's okay with the IRS, is it okay with the IRS? An awful lot of people got into all sorts of, you know, tax avoidance schemes, and an awful lot of people ended up losing fabulous sums of money in those schemes. I mean, they were put out by some of the leading accounting firms in this country. And they were fraudulent. Do you want to possibly put yourself in that sort of a position at this time in history?
That's true. One more question, Bob. You mentioned there's RICO lawsuits against these commodities brokers out there. How do you get involved and how do you take part in one of those lawsuits or RICO lawsuits or can one? Because I took
a lawsuit. These firms, we do have some information on some of them. And if you email me, I can send it to you.
Okay,
very good. Thanks very much for calling. That was Don from Chicago. Let's go to Herman, who's calling from Carmel. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But remember, ladies and gentlemen, there's an awful lot of surefire schemes out there. They are schemes that you'll make all sorts of money and you just no way you can possibly lose it. All you have to do is just trust the people you give the money to. They'll be honest. And ladies and gentlemen, anybody who ever asks for your trust and you don't know them, why, you don't want to know them. I mean, there are all sorts of traps out there, you know, for the unsophisticated. Nobody wants to make money for you. If they had a surefire means of making money, why would they go to you? They'd just use it themselves. So be very, very careful. There's a lot of sharks out there in the water, and they smell blood. Go right ahead, Herman.
Yes, I have two questions. The first one is on loan modifications. There are many companies popping up purporting to help people, homeowners who are in trouble with upside-down mortgages or bad loans, ARNs, who are offering to help facilitate a homeowner in negotiations to modify loans. And they claim that the government's putting pressure on the big banks to go ahead and modify loans. So what is your take on this, Bob?
Well, it's been going on for some time, and we have some people who are subscribers who have been in real estate and those kinds of things for years. And they have told me that the banks have really no intention of rewriting anything. And so what they do is when the banks do it, they just dance people around and then eventually say, well, we decided we don't want to do that. And so nothing has come of it. How the in-between people, how successful they are, I really don't know. And so I can't say loan modification programs that would be workable for someone whose home was upside down. But, you know,
well,
the
home
prices are not going to come back anytime soon. They're going to go low over the next couple of years. After that, they could bounce in the bottom for 30 years. So if you're upside down, just send them the keys, especially
well,
if you're in a state.
Yeah. Well,
especially if you're in a state like California, we can easily do that.
Yeah. I know of several people who have gotten loan modifications through a firm of attorneys that has supposedly done over 3,000 of them. They're based in Orange County, the company, but they operate state or statewide.
There are some successful firms. I'm not aware of them, but if they are there and they are successful, and you want to use it when you do it.
Mm-hmm.
But
okay.
I have not had anybody report to me that they have been successful doing that.
Okay, do you have another question, Herman?
Yes, today I heard a program with General Shimon Arams, who is the president of the Israeli Christian Nexus, and they, of course, are friendly towards Israel, but he's fought in all the Israeli wars, highly decorated. And he just got a brand-new report, was on the Rich Buehler show, that chemical biological weapons have been transshipped from North Korea, landing in our good friends in Thailand, in Bangkok, onto Tehran. And from there some have already been shipped over to the Hezbollah, who are building bunkers, distributing gas masks. And I'm asking myself, our government, the most powerful nation in the world, are we going to wait until they get over there before we do something? I mean, this doesn't seem to make sense, but it sure looks like they're getting ready for a war.
Well, Herman, don't feel bad. Iran apparently is installing intermediate-range missiles in Venezuela that can actually hit certainly almost every part of the lower part of our country anyway, the southern part of our country. And those missiles will be installed within a relatively few months. So maybe they can put a few chemical or biological warheads on there, and they would use that to retaliate if there is an attack on Iran. Is that possible? Well, there are reports out. I just don't know. But I think we live in a very uncertain world. What do you think, Bob?
Well, I agree with you. I don't know a lot about those kind of things other than what you've just said. I don't have any further proof than what you have. But, you know, who knows what's going on? And who knows what the U.S. is behind? They may very well have decided, well, we can't hold this thing economically and financially together any longer, and we're very concerned about the consequences and how it affects us personally. And, maybe we should have a war, a real one, where America gets hit along with everybody else, so that we can blame all of the problems on this proverbial war, and we'll get off the hook, and we can be around to do it again.
And I think basically one only has to study what happened during the Second World War. American corporations and American banks built up the Nazi war machine. I mean, how did Hitler, you know, coming into power in a destitute country in 1933 with a very inadequate army, within 5 years, in 1938, began to challenge the world? And he had tremendous help. He had the help of American corporations, 100 of them, over there building the war material. Anybody who doubts that would be glad to send them a copy of the letter from William Dodd, ambassador to Cuba, pardon me, American ambassador to Germany. In 1936, he writes Colonel House, and he says, why are all these American corporations building up the German war material? Because he didn't understand we were building the best enemy money could buy. Well, fast forward to the year 2010. We are doing everything we can to build up the military potential of communist China. Why would we be doing that? And the same matter, why in 1979 did we install the Ayatollah Khomeini? We'd been keeping him over there in Paris until we toppled the Shah in 1979. And then we installed the Ayatollahs who hated America. Why would we have done that? That was the CIA. Long-range planning, after all. You can't have a war unless you got an enemy. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Anything else, Herman?
Final question on Iraqi dinars. I have a friend who was told to buy some. You can buy them very inexpensively, and supposedly Donald Trump and others are buying them up quietly, and that at some point they're going to be go up in value. Have you heard anything about that?
Well, I've heard the story for 8 years.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. And, you know, so maybe it will happen. But, you know, you don't invest in what you don't know or you don't understand unless you have someone to help you with it that at least is on your side and isn't, you know, making commissions on it and has your best interest at heart. And so when people write me about it, I tell them, you know, I've seen it around for 8 years, and, you know, I won't invest in it with my money. You do what you want to do.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you may make a killing, Herman, or you may get killed.
Right.
You just take your poison and choose your poison. I don't think anybody can tell. And basically, whenever I hear these stories about Donald Trump or somebody investing in it, I'm always very suspicious.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, well, again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And there are a lot of get-rich-fast schemes out there. Boy, and we're going to let you in on this because we really like you. I think that that's what Bernie Madoff said to a lot of the people who invested in his Ponzi scheme. I would suggest that people be very, very careful now. Don't try to get rich. Just try to preserve what you have. What would you think about that advice, Bob?
Well, I think it's 100% correct, and it's preservation of capital and trying to keep what you have together, and that's what gold and silver represent, and I don't know anything else in the world that does. And, you know, this bull market's been going for 10 years, and already people have kept their assets together who got involved, but on top of that, some of them made a lot of money.
Well, certainly gold and silver are looking pretty good. People who followed your advice 6 or 8 years ago have done very, very well. And certainly gold was up dramatically today, as was silver. Silver is, oh, I think $29.50 an ounce. That's come a long way from $1.29. What I remember, we'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty to wrap up the program. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our producer has just commented that he personally has all of his possessions in his name. He doesn't have a financial manager looking after his funds. What do you think about that? Do you think that we are smart enough to manage our own?
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
And I'm looking forward to it.
God bless. Okay, well, that was Bob Chapman, the International Forecaster.
Fascinating
information. We certainly think he does a great job. And we look forward to hearing from Bob. But basically, we're in a terrible financial situation. You need to understand the background of banking. We have a history of, we have a little pamphlet. It's called The History of Banking. It's inexpensive. We have another little pamphlet. It's called Prophetic Warning. It's basically Andrew Jackson's 1837 farewell address to America. 1837. What Andrew Jackson said there is applicable to today. And of course, it's his speech with my comments on it. It's a five newsletter, but it's well worthwhile getting and reading. And then, of course, we have the financial meltdown that goes into what was happening in 2007. One of these days we'll put together some of the other newsletters, but they're up on the Internet, and I suggest you get the newsletters starting with October of 2008 and read that series. This whole financial collapse was carefully engineered. Now, of course, they let Bear Stearns and Lehman Brothers go down, and they said, oh, well, we didn't intervene because we didn't have the authority to do it. That's what Ben Bernanke said. And now they've come out. And as of the end of 2007, Bernanke was giving out trillions of dollars to banks, not only American banks and American corporations, but to foreign banks, European banks and European corporations, and somewhere between $3.3 trillion and $12 trillion, we don't know, because they're not really being honest. They're supposed to be honest, but why would you expect these people to be honest? They do not want the American people to know that they created this whole financial collapse because it is part of their program to impoverish the American people. And if you doubt that, you need only to read the latest issue of U.S. News and World Report, the final edition, because there won't be any more. But it's the editorial by Sidney Mortimer Zuckerman, a member of the Trilateral Commission, member of the CFR. And then in the November-December issue of Foreign Affairs magazine, read Richard Haass's article. And, of course, they'll be covered in my my November newsletter, which we're hopefully going to be wrapping up in the next few days. And we'll give you the understanding that the elite know exactly what they're doing. We do have an elite group that controls our country that is subversive. They know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know. Their goal is to destroy America and merge us into a one-world system. That's subversive. And many of these people work in government. They've sworn to uphold the Constitution. They are lawbreakers. They're guilty of treason, and they should be tried as such. But nobody is going to say it. In fact, none dare call it treason. A wonderful title by my good friend John Stormer in his 1964 book. We have that. We have the book None Dare Call It Conspiracy. We have my DVD on None Dare Call It Genocide, their planned program to kill off the majority of the people in the world. They're already doing it. They're poisoning your food, prepared food with aspartame and NutraSweet. They're poisoning your food with bisphenol. It's in the plastics, in the baby bottles. It lines all the tin cans and, of course, gets into your food and feminizes our men, which is why so many of them have sexual dysfunction. Certainly the chemicals, there's so many chemicals and pesticides and shampoos, and they all have toxic effects on you. And certainly, and then, of course, we have the fluorides in the drinking water. They're there to poison them. We have, of course, the mercury and the aluminum in the vaccines. They know how toxic they are. Because, of course, one in every 9 American children has asthma. One in every 6 American children has a neurodevelopmental or learning abnormality. One in every 12 children has severe asthma. And you just don't see those things or see them very rarely in children who do not have the vaccinations. You need to get the information. You need to hear my talk, The Specter Haunting America. The Specter Haunting America, these are DVDs, my talk on planned population control, on the planned police state. Many of them come with syllabuses. Get the information. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America.
This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you that the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, of course, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Dean Murphy. And Dr. Murphy's a dentist, and he, of course, is one of those rare individuals who's actually been willing to listen to what other people said and checked out to find out if what the dentists were telling their patients about fluoride was wrong. Now, basically, I don't fault dentists for, believing what they've been taught in school, and they've been taught, of course, that water fluoridation is one of the great advances in public health. Doctors are told the same thing. thing. And the doctors and the dentists believe it because, after all, the professional organizations say it's true. And certainly the CDC says it's true. And the pediatricians say it's true. And we don't have the terrible dental caries, at least not in most children, that we used to have in America. And so, well, obviously, why this must be true. But, of course, is it true? And is this possibly, as Dr. Murphy has suggested, the devil's own poison? The devil's poison. Dr. Murphy, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having me, Dr. Stan. It's nice to hear your voice again.
All right, fine. Well, basically, Dr. Murphy's been with us. He was with us some years ago, but this is a fascinating book. In fact, we really ought to carry it because it's a short book, and so many of the books we have are just so long, they sort of frighten and intimidate people. But why don't you tell our listeners how it was that you actually came to the conclusion that what you had learned in dental school and from all your dental meetings really wasn't true?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up the point that's really how we are taught. It's not like a dentist all of a sudden comes up with these ideas that fluoride's the godsend. It was really instilled in our minds and in our education, so it's firmly ingrained in our background. So when we go out to practice, that's what we're supposed to do. And even in the journals that we get, ADA journals, and a lot of the big companies like Colgate and Crest will really infiltrate our literature with articles that are promoting fluoride and why we should be using them, and they'll sponsor different studies to help promote it and to really further that. That mindset that dentists have, that a little bit of fluoride is great and a little bit more is even better. But personally, I'm an orthodontist, and I started looking at children's teeth and kept seeing a recurrent theme of really these scars that were on their teeth, these white bands, these calcification-type bands that were on the teeth. And when it gets a little bit more exposed, the teeth actually, the enamel actually gets mottled, which is a weakening of the enamel. And then as I progress in age with patients, you'll see that these teeth then start to wear down very rapidly. Well, first at the very tips of the teeth, then as they get older and start going through middle age, you'll see that teeth not only wearing on the surfaces on the tops, but on the sides of the teeth as well. So I became very curious as to what was actually being incorporated into this enamel, and that's what led me down this road of writing the book.
And, of course, the thing is that if you have water fluoridation, your teeth are more brittle, and they will wear down, and they'll have, of course, the mottling of fluoridosis, which is a sign of fluoride toxicity, and a significant number of our children in the areas where they have fluoridated water have that, and we get, of course, adequate acidity fluoride. Well, we don't. In fact, there's no actual use for fluoride, but certainly we get a great deal of it brushing our teeth. And the reason that toothpaste works is because there's a deadly poison in it, and it kills the bacteria. That's how it works. Because it's the bacteria that produce the tooth decay, and nobody ever tells the people. Well, Dean, you go right ahead.
You're absolutely right. They'll come up with different theories about why the fluoride actually works, but they'll always skip over the one that it inhibits the respiration of the bacteria, meaning that the bacteria itself, they cannot change over their energy supply source, meaning the food, in turning it into energy. It's that respiration or that metabolism is what gets blocked in bacteria and causes them to be basically poisoned. Because if people would think that if it's poisoning the bacteria, maybe it's also poisoning us or other cells in our body. But that's really the foundation of how I got into studying this. I started taking pictures, started talking to parents about what these children were exposed to, both as toddlers and also the mothers, prenatal vitamins and what the mother's diets were, and I started to develop a pattern pointing to different sources that these toxins, basically fluoride, were being exposed to and then what they were doing to teeth. And I got to the point where I could look at a tooth, see where the mark's at, and I could tell the mother at what age they were being exposed to something, and it really narrowed down then how you can come up with what that substance was. And then when she would tell me a substance, I would have it then tested. I'd send it to the lab and find out how much fluoride was in those, in these different things. And I started to develop a profile then of where you can find this fluoride, why we're being so exposed to it. And just, I always say, it's just like rings on a tree. You can tell what years had were great weather years with lots of rain and what years were drought. And it's a permanent record of our climate. And it's the same with teeth. Once those minerals are laid down in the teeth, it's a permanent record and it doesn't go away. So it really leaves a great trail behind. And I studied some anthropologists who specifically look at those rings on teeth, and they can tell the diets of different cultures past from those different rings on the teeth. So it's leaving us a trace. And when people smile and you see these big white splotches or these brown spots in their teeth, it's a permanent record of, hey, they're being exposed to something, and what is it and where is it coming from? And then I started to figure out that we are being so overexposed to fluoride that it's no longer just a tiny bit. Once it's in the
hold
water...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and just our guest is Dr. Dean Murphy, and he's a practicing orthodontist. And we're talking about water fluoridation. We're talking about fluoride toxicity. Dean, of course, the original studies were done, I think, somewhere in the South. I think it was in Texas, where a doctor noticed that the people in this one community did not have much in the way of tooth decay. They found there was a level of fluoride in the water. He actually came up with a hypothesis that the fluoride was making the teeth stronger. Later, he found out it wasn't the fluoride. It was the calcium that was in. It was the calcium, that, along with the fluoride, that was really, of course, strengthening the teeth. And he, of course, reported the Public Health Service what had happened and that he was wrong. And they didn't want to hear that he was wrong. They had already taken up this idea. Water fluoridation is one of the great advances in public health. And look at all the good we've done. But I say, look at all the harm we've done. Do you want to pick up on that thought? What's harmful about water fluoridation? I mean, after all, they wouldn't put something in the water that would hurt us, would they?
It's just, once it gets into the water, it can't be regulated. You cannot control the amount. And is the amount for a six-month-old or a one-year-old the same amount that an adult is getting? I mean, when do we ever regulate something that's blanketed across the population instead of by weight or by even climate? Someone in the South would be drinking more water than somebody in the North. So once it gets into the water supply, and most of our food is processed with water, so whether it's cooked, unlike chlorine, in a big vat of water, the chlorine would vaporize, but fluorine concentrates in the food when it's cooked. And so you get varying different amounts of fluoride depending on how that food is processed. Besides naturally what's in it. And so fluoride in water is a nightmare just from an amount standpoint. But more importantly, our own government back in the 1930s did studies as far as the toxicity that they saw when they would apply different amounts of fluoride in water to animals in well water, which, let's say, has a one or two parts per million of fluoride in that well water, as opposed to adding 1 to 2 parts per million of sodium fluoride or the sodium silicate fluorides. And they found that it was roughly 5 times more toxic to an animal when it was the silicates or the sodium fluoride, meaning the artificial fluoride. And when you really get into those studies, the biggest thing that was happening is that when that chemical fluoride was hitting the digestive tract, it was causing such inflammation and minor ulcers in the stomach and in the digestive tract that it was letting more of it instead of flushing it through, where the calcium fluoride will tend to certainly more flush through a person. So there's this also this misconception of any fluoride is good for us, depending on, you know, and it's not. It depends on what's it attached to, whether it's natural with other minerals or a chemical grade type of product.
But is there any fluoride that is good for us? Isn't all fluoride toxic in one degree or another?
Yeah, it is. It depends on the amount you get. But you know, fluoride is one of it's the most electronegative element on the planet, and we really should get as little as possible of fluoride in the body. Would you know, take advantage of that, but they've done isolation control studies to see if it is actually a requirement for a body, and it is not. There's no studies that have ever shown that fluoride is a necessity like a vitamin, and that's another misconception that's out there, that it's a necessity for healthy teeth.
Well, I think it's one of the most significant things that you bring out in your book, as you talk about the scientists who work for the EPA. Now, the scientists who work for the EPA certainly are very concerned that the public is being poisoned. I mean, this is one of the greatest public health catastrophes of all time, and they've tried to get the information out, and they actually even have a website where you can go to, and you can actually pull down the information from the union of the scientists, the EPA scientists, who are trying to tell the people they're poisoning you. Do you want to talk a little bit about that website? Because I think it's so vitally important, and anybody can get there.
Yes, I don't know, you may have that website.
It's www.nteu280.org. That's nteu280.org, and that's the National Treasury Employees Union. Don't ask me why the EPA is in the Treasury Union, but they are. National Treasury Union Employees, NTEU, not National Treasury Employees Union, 280.org. You can go to that website, NTEU280.org. Please go there if you're in the listening audience. Pull down the information, or if you can't get it, of course, we do have it available here, and we'll make it available to you if you get into the other items we talk about. It's vitally important you understand. Here's the scientists who work for the EPA shouting out. But how do you reach the American people when the media is controlled, when the dental association is controlled, where the pediatric association is controlled, where the American Medical Association is controlled? How do you reach the people and let them know the public health service is poisoning their children?
Yeah,
go right ahead, Dean.
Dr. Hersey was he's president of that Treasury Union, and he's been screaming for probably since as far back as at least 1985, and gone before Congress and given 10-page testimonies in front of Congress, that if you listened to it or read it, it would stagger you because of how can this happen? How can this actually be in water when I have an EPA who we trust as being, you know, really in charge of watching over our health and things that can adversely affect our health that we're exposed to? Here he gets up in front of Congress and saying, this stuff is a poison, this should not be in here. And yet it gets pushed over or covered up, or, you know, I'm sure by now the liability is such a major factor to these companies, not only the toothpaste and the dental product sector, but also just the drug cartels, I'll call them that. So many drugs and prescription drugs have got fluoride in it that the liability there, they've got to shut him down. I mean, they've got to, you know, quiet Dr. Hersey and so many other people in the EPA section that are screaming about how harmful this stuff really is. So there's a lot of politics involved and a lot of big money involved.
In fact, we actually have 2 4-tape sets on water fluoridation, and one of the hour-long programs is my interview with Dr. Hersey, as he tells you that they're poisoning your children. And people say, it couldn't be true. I just don't want to believe it. I mean, it couldn't be true. I mean, if it were true, my dentist would know, and your dentist wouldn't know. And the dentists do not know, and they don't want to know. Well, there are a few honest ones, like I have a dentist here in town who's done a great deal of good work to get the information out. Certainly Dr. Murphy has been trying to get the information out. He's written an excellent book. How long ago did you put the book out, Dean?
It's been about a year and a half now, so it's fairly recent.
All right, fine. What sort of response have you gotten from the dentists? And the dentists in your community now, you are in a referral practice, and that's sort of it's a little dangerous sometimes to take a stand when you're in a referral practice. You're dependent upon the other dentists in your community for referrals.
Yeah, it splits, I'll just put it that way. Some people have been very, they won't talk to me. Or they won't refer to me anymore. They don't want the trouble of having to answer a mother's questions as far as, we don't want fluoride gel put on our teeth, or let my child sit there with that tray in his mouth for a minute or two. And at the same time, they'll read or come across my information and say, we're getting way too much. We don't need it. It's actually hurting teeth. And yet there's another side of people that are more open-minded that'll say, you know, I've heard positive and negative things, and a lot of my book is geared towards professional people that can understand that, hey, this stuff is, you know, that there's a definite wicked side to this thing, and we need to know it. We need to go back to the basic science and see what does the fluoride molecule do. And where does it go? That was my big question, was, we're chronically taking in these low doses. Where does it go? And what organ systems is it going to affect?
All right, what organ systems does it affect?
So many.
Well, I think one of the big things, because we know it goes to the bone. I know about that because I was an orthopedic surgeon. But it goes to the brain. That's the frightening thing. And this is a deadly toxin that's going to the brain. We know it works on the brain. What's the active ingredient in Prozac and Luvox? It's fluoride.
It's fluoride.
And that's because it gets into the brain, and it has an effect on the brain. Go right ahead.
Yeah, it crosses the blood-brain barrier, and it also crosses the placenta, which those two things are huge for a mother that's being exposed, you know, a pregnant mother that's being exposed to fluoride. And I know you're familiar too, where there's a lot of studies that particularly come out of China now in the last probably 15 years, where they're actually measuring people, children in different communities in China that are exposed to, you know, either water that had 1 to 2 to 5 parts per million. They would look at their IQ and find that there's a lowering of their IQ depending on the rate or the amount of fluoride that's in their water naturally.
In fact, we have some wonderful DVDs that are put out by our good friend Dr. David Kennedy. And he actually went to China, and suddenly there's Let the Truth Be Known, Part 1, Part 2. Those are the two DVDs. One of them is, of course, the children in these schools in China. One, a school where the children drank regular water. The other one where they drank fluoridated water. And the tragic thing was the children in the area where they had the fluoridated water weren't happy and bubbly and they were just sort of dullards. And, of course, what you're doing is knocking down the IQ at least 10%. And do you really want to do that to your children? Why would any rational person want to? I mean, who would want to hurt a child? And yet, because this information is well known, the people who sound it out, who reveal it, many times come under vicious, vicious attack. Well, I think it takes a lot of courage to do what's right, but...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
prostate?
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
Our tendons, and certainly actually many athletes that are taking steroids that have fluorides in them, they add the fluoride to the steroids. I don't know why, but they do, and it's the fluoride that causes their tendons to rupture. He also pointed out that this can affect the heart. And do the fluoride affect the heart, or is it because it alters the calcium, and the altered calcium affects the heart? Do you have any idea?
The people that are doing the most of the work on that subject is in USC Medical School. They're using dogs, and they thought that the heart actually had primary receptors for the parathyroid hormone itself. So they thought it was a direct correlation, not an indirect one, on that ventricular hypertrophy that they were seeing.
Well, but basically what people don't understand is we here in the United States, where we fluoride our water, have 50% more in the way of heart disease than comparable population groups do in England. They've done these studies in 2006, and they repeated them recently, and we have twice the diabetes, and certainly half again as much, 50% more heart disease, we have twice as much obesity, because a lot of that's related to the aspartame that they're poisoning us with. But of course, I believe the heart disease can very well be related not only to the metals, to the aluminum, to the mercury that they're putting in, but definitely to the fluoride. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call. But well, fluoride, of course, affects the pineal gland, and it affects girls entering menarche. Our girls are beginning to go through the puberty. A lot of them at 9 years of age, they shouldn't be going through until they're 13. Now, they knew in the originals report and out of Newberg that they did back in 1945 that the girls entered puberty early. But they totally ignored that. They knew there was an increase in heart disease in the people in Newberg. But they totally ignored that because, well, they had to get rid of the fluoride, or did they know that this was going to be a disaster? We'll never know what their motivation was, but this has been going on since 1950. For 60 years, a great experiment. They will not allow a water fluoridation in Europe because they know they're poisoning the people, but they're poisoning the American people. Do you know a better way to destroy a nation than to just very slowly, low-grade poison? No, it does. You don't drop over dead with this. But, of course, it does affect your mind. It affects your thyroid. It affects your reproduction. It lowers fertility. It lowers the sperm count. It attacks the endocrine system. It's carcinogenic. All of these things are known. They understand exactly what they're doing. But they've been managed to conceal this from the American people and certainly from the dentists and doctors, most of whom would never intentionally want to hurt their clients. But, of course, you know, when a patient goes into a dental office and starts to tell the doctor about the dental dangers of fluoride, he's going to look upon them as a kook. Why? Why? Because, of course, if there was any problem, he would know. You do not want to think that your patient's smarter than you are, but sometimes as you get a little older, you get a little more humble, you begin to realize sometimes patients are a lot smarter than you are. You better listen to them because they're going to give you a lot of information. If they're wrong, well, you can discern it, but if they're right, you better check their information. And so basically, how did you actually get started on this whole thing? Didn't you, in your book, you talked about one of your friends coming to you and telling you about the dangers of fluoride?
Right, a mother challenged me, and I would have blew her off, saying, "Oh no, another one of these cooks." But she's one of the smartest people that I know, and so it just woke me up to saying, you know, I better really look into this because it was the largest prescription that I was writing at the time. Kids don't brush their teeth. The diet today is terrible as far as refined carbohydrates and sugars. And soda pop. So as an orthodontist, I don't want to see kids with decay. And the immediate knee-jerk reflex is to give them another prescription for fluoride to help kill those bacteria that are on the teeth. So I wanted to find out if there were side effects to what I was doing, and that's how I got into it.
Well, don't feel bad. I wrote an awful lot of prescriptions for fluoride when I was practicing. In fact, I used the technique given by the Mayo Clinic for osteoporosis, was large doses of vitamin D, 50,000 units, I believe, a week, large doses of calcium, and large doses of fluoride, but I could never get adequate doses of fluoride, so I just gave very small amounts. Thank goodness I did. I don't think I probably hurt anybody because I gave such a small amount. But there's no level of fluoride that's good. And I fell into the same trap that so many other doctors did. And the patients got better because of the calcium and the vitamin D, not because of the fluoride. The fluoride actually weakens the bones and increases the degree of osteomalacia. We'll be back in just a moment with Dean Murphy. And give us a call. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Radio Liberty, and of course our guest this evening is Dr. Dean Murphy, and his book is The Devil's Poison. Why do they call it The Devil's Poison?
It was so diabolical, that was the best term I can think of. No, actually, a commander in the Canadian Navy gave it that nickname. His name was Guy Carr. I remember him, and it was the first time I came up with the title for the book after I read that. I said, you know, that guy had that nailed, as far as, because I was seeing how Freud was attacking everything, and particularly the mind, and the will. It tends to go after the hippocampus and the brain, which has an effect on the will. So it kind of stuck, and that's why I came up with the title.
Yes, I never met Guy Carr, but I read all of his books, and he and his last book, of course, he came to the same conclusion after many years that I had. Of course, I was at this whole thing. I started studying in 1962. It wasn't probably until mid-1980s, maybe the early 1990s, when I really, after 30 years, I finally came to the conclusion that there really were satanic forces in the world. They were organized. They have regular meetings. They have regular covens. They have regular human sacrifices. It's not imaginary. And basically, of course, Guy Carr and his original books had suggested this was a Jewish conspiracy, but his last book, A Satan King of This World, of course, had come to exactly the same conclusion I had. I think anybody who studies this long enough begins to realize that you cannot explain this simply by human activity. You have to be diabolical to want to hurt children. And they're just not only destroying their teeth, they're destroying their mind, they're destroying their sexuality, they're destroying their hearts, they're destroying their endocrine systems, they're destroying their various organs. This is not simply a laughing matter. It's very serious. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Dr. Dean Murphy. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And the book is The Devil's Poison. Dean, do you have a website, anything you'd like to get out?
I do have a website. It's thedevilspoison.com. Gmail.com is the website where I can actually, if somebody has questions and think comments, I can respond that way, so I can check that for them.
And I think maybe we will carry the book down the line, but where can people get the book from you if they'd like to?
They can get it off Amazon.com. They can get it at the publishers, Trafford Publishing, either one of those. I've seen it in a lot of the websites, the bookstore websites now, too.
So. All right, fine. And so basically, how is the book moving?
When I track it, I haven't tracked it lately, but it's amazing how it spreads throughout the world. I'll get people commenting to me from Europe and Madagascar and different areas, things that I just couldn't believe that, people are finding the topic and they'll really get into it from places that you've never heard or even thought it would get to. So I'll get calls every once in a while from somebody in Georgia, the medical writers, and so it's kind of amazing how it spreads out. You can't push the truth down for very long, and people they're kind of suckers for the truth. When they hear it, then they understand it and they run with it. So.
Well, the thing with the difficulty is many times people, especially if you work for government, they're going to come after you. William Marcus was, Dr. Marcus was in charge of the scientific studies of the EPA dealing with, of course, the fluoride, and of course he was asked to evaluate in animal studies whether or not this was carcinogenic. He checked it out. The animals were getting cancer in increased numbers. He wrote a report on this, and simply it was released by the EPA. But they changed the terminology. He said there's unequivocal facts, that this is the exact terminology, but that the unequivocal evidence that fluoride in water produces cancer, and they came back and said there's no unequivocal evidence that it does. They changed it, and when he brought this information out, they fired him, and it took a long time for him to get his job back, but of course he had to mortgage his house to fight this system. They'll come after you if you tell the truth. This happened to Dr. Phyllis Molinex, who actually worked at Harvard.
Yes.
And found the relationship between a water fluoridation and certainly attention deficit order in animals, and it depended upon when you gave that fluoride, whether they animals ended up being couch potatoes or hyperactive. It happened to Dr. Harvey Limeback, who is a professor at the University of Toronto, and he personally told me that he would not come on the air and talk about the dangers of fluoride, though he recognized it, because he says, I've been threatened and I'm not going to risk my family. Ladies and gentlemen, we're not talking about amateurs in this job. These are professionals, and the people on the other side are professionals too, and they're vicious people, and they will destroy the profession of anybody who tells the truth. Dr. Molinex has been blacklisted. She was a professor at Harvard, but of course she lost her position. Anybody in academic medicine who tells the truth will come under pressure, and I'm just glad, Dean, that you haven't come under more pressure in your community, and you've been able to survive as an orthodontist.
Yes, I've been able to survive. I've had some other problems come out of the blue that I say are not from, it's from the evil part of this, but, you're out there, you're spitting against the majority, that's for sure.
Well, you have to do what's right, and you have to really rely upon the Lord to look after you, because if you worry all the time why you couldn't get anything done, there really are organized groups of evil people out there who will conceal the truth. I mean, who would want to hurt children? You have to be evil, and there are people. They know what they're doing. Now, some of the people, I'm sure, don't know, but many of them, at least at the very upper echelons, know exactly what they're doing. In fact, it's really so funny. One of the best websites out there is called fluoridealert.org, www.fluoridealert.org. But basically, they've surrounded it. The American Dental Association has surrounded that website. So if you go to fluoridealert.com or fluoridealert.net, why you'll get their websites. So they don't want you to go to fluoridealert.org. They want you to go to their website, which tells you how wonderful fluoride is. You have to, go to a lot of effort to do that. The last thing they want the public to know is that they're poisoning the American children. Well, what are some of the other organs that are affected by the water fluoridation? Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question for Dr. Dean Murphy, but what are some of the other, we've mentioned the pineal gland, we've mentioned the thyroid gland or the parathyroid gland, we've mentioned the bone, we've mentioned the brain. Are there any other organs that are affected?
And an indirect standpoint, you had already touched on it, was the pancreas. Parathyroid hormone, when it's elevated, will have an indirect effect on the pancreas. It actually decreases insulin secretions, and it also has a less effect of the insulin on the target organ. So it's a general response of lowering insulin secretions and reactions to it.
Really? Is that really found associated with water fluoridation?
Yes.
I really wasn't aware of that. I think that's fascinating. Anything? Now, I've learned something this evening. Well, I like to learn something new every day. Anything else, of course, along that line?
The liver itself, it decreases lipase activity in the liver, so that in the net result is that the blood ends up carrying a little bit higher fat content. And it also has you might already know this from Isaacson's studies and things, it also affects just the antibody response. It affects your immune system so that it lowers your reaction to potential harmful things in the early stages, and you end up, many of the mice studies that you see in the chronic studies, they'll die of just common bacteria, common molds, that kind of thing, just from a lower or decreased or depressed immune system response. So we take those things for granted as just, that person was just older, that person was, had some other problems. It's you're really kind of opening Pandora's box when you say, maybe there's a direct effect between the fluoride that was in the food, or the fluoride that was in the water, and what these people had a problem with. And one other thing I wanted to mention too is how Dow Chemical has gotten sulfuryl fluoride passed as a fumigant now for food, so that some of the levels
in our food are going to be greatly increased, some of the fluoride levels. I'll give you an idea. Just bread itself now, just wheat can have up to 200 parts per million of sulfuryl fluoride concentration in the wheat. Oats can have 75 parts per million.
Well, now, is this actually underway at the present time, or is this something in the future?
No, this was passed. You can find it in Fluoride Action Network. You can find the list, and this was as of, you know, food tolerances were approved as of July 2005. So this is 5 years already that they have allowed this. They used to fumigate the food with methylbromine, and they were getting on them because of the environmental problems with bromine in the atmosphere, wiping out the ozone layer. So some genius came up with the idea that we could use fluorine instead, because it wasn't on the restricted list. So Dow Chemical then started working the EPA to get this passed, and some of these levels in food are just staggering. If you think one part per million is bad in water, you know, oats at 70 parts per million, and corn can be 35 to 55 parts per million. That's you know, you're eating it now besides drinking it. So these levels are pretty scary.
And they really are, but basically people do not understand that there really is a population control agenda. I mean, what do you realize, of course, that one part per million can be damaging, and you're getting, 50 parts, 100 parts per million in your wheat and other things? And basically my understanding, if I talked to Dr. Paul Conant as far as the fumigation of wheat, and ordinarily when you have toothpaste, and you were told, you know, that the I think it's 200 parts per million of the toothpaste. And if you were just to take, you know, just a little pea-sized piece of that, and swallow it, well, you should immediately go to the Poison Control Center. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a 200 parts per million in your wheat, today. And, of course, this is being fed to people across America. And we have to ask ourselves, is this stupidity? Or is there something truly diabolic about this? Well, I've been at this for 48 years. I'm firmly convinced that it's diabolical. I'm firmly convinced that they know exactly what they're doing. I'm firmly convinced the enemy is not in Moscow. The enemy is not in Beijing. The enemy is certainly not in a cave hiding over in Pakistan, because Osama bin Laden's been dead for many years. The enemy is right here in this country, and the target is the American people. They do not allow water fluoridation in Europe because they don't want to destroy that population. And people say, that couldn't be true. Well, you ladies and gentlemen, certainly this is an excellent book. Dean's got a good job on it. We have two excellent DVDs we carry of the book, The Fluoride Deception. I'm sure you know that one, don't you, Dean?
Yes, Christopher Bryson's book, very good book.
And, of course, I've had my 2-4 tape sets on water fluoridation. You need to get the information, and you need to get it out across America and let the American people know they're being poisoned. Now, what about the use of hydrofluosilicic acid or salicylsilicic acid in water plants across America, using that as a substitute for sodium fluoride?
Yeah, that would scratch your head all by itself. Most people think that the fluoride that they're adding is chemical grade type of sodium fluoride, which is terrible in itself. But most of the silicates that they're using, the silicate fluorides, they're coming from the phosphate fertilizing plants. We'll scrub the chimneys and use that solution because it's got a high fluoride product in it. It was an environmental problem for them where they would have to dump it in the vats and ponds. And when the EPA was all over them because it was a toxic biohazard, so some genius came up with the idea we can dilute it and sell it back to the American people and stick it in their water. But we're also buying most of this from China, which most people don't realize either. And just in the last few years, how many different products have we had recalls on for cadmium present or you know, other different lead that are present in glasses or paint or children's toys? And how can we trust them with what they're putting in our water supply? It's just mind-boggling how we sit passive and let that kind of thing happen.
Yes, it really is. See, these are beautiful pictures that you have in your book here, beautiful color pictures. I mean, that certainly adds a great deal to, you know, to this whole story that that you put out.
Yeah, and it's, well, one thing that you mentioned, too, the teeth, those marks are from one part per million. It's nature screaming at us, saying, hey, there's a metabolic problem going on. Look, I'm leaving you a permanent marker that you can't miss because it's right in the front of somebody's mouth, right in the middle of a smile, one part per million. And yet how can we allow hundreds of parts per million in our food? Or you know, a toxic product like the fluorosilicates, which are at least five times as potent as an actual, like a calcium, magnesium fluoride that may be in raw water. You know, nature's screaming at us that there's something wrong. I mean, it doesn't hide those kind of things. It's telling us right up front that there's something wrong, and it's leaving a permanent marker right in the middle, right where you can't miss it. And yet, you know, we kind of brush it off as saying, oh, that's just something that's incidental. But that's some of those pictures that I showed, just because moms see those things on their children, and I think it crosses their mind of why that's there, but they really need to know the more the science behind it and what to look for.
What do you say to mothers, you know, when they're concerned about the brown spot on their daughter's teeth? I mean, beautiful children, and they got brown spots on their teeth. I mean, how frequently do you see that in children?
I see it every day. Most of the times I'll see it all day long, especially in my area here. It's so prevalent.
Whereabouts do you live?
I live in Illinois, the northwest.
Okay.
Northwest part of the state. So, but it's not really coming from the groundwater. Most people say because they have well water, they think they need additional fluoride supplements. I really think it's coming now from food, and also a lot of the antibiotics that we are exposed to, amoxicillin being the number one. That's a big concern to me because it tends to be an organic fluoride, which the body can break it down to many times into fluoroacetate and other fluoroamino acids, which I think are much more, and on a toxic standpoint, they're much more toxic than an organic fluoride is.
Well, is there any fluoride in Cipro?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, there is.
Oh, yes. I don't know the percent, but it is part of the formula of Cipro. And that would get into, like, I think you're thinking, a lot of the poultry and that kind of thing that we use Cipro for in chickens and in different feed.
What about Keflex, things like that? Does that have it?
Yes, it does.
So basically, most of the antibiotics carry a fluoride with them. Well, I mean, certainly when you're acutely ill, why, there's a justification for it, but you should not be taking this on a regular basis, because fluoride is toxic, and it poisons almost every aspect of the human body. And yet, of course, people say, well, the government wouldn't allow that if it was dangerous. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the government would. You need to go to that website I mentioned, NTEU280, www.NTEU280. It is the website of the scientists who work for the EPA, who are desperately trying to tell the American people, you're being poisoned, ladies and gentlemen. You're being poisoned. Are you concerned? And most people, oh, well, you know, it couldn't be anything very bad. The government wouldn't allow anything bad. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they would. In fact, if you wanted to do harm, you wouldn't go into medical school and then get a job up in Wyoming or Utah someplace. You get a job working in Washington, D.C., where you could do the maximum harm. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, you agree or disagree. Maybe you think water fluoridation's perfectly all right. These crazy people think it's a communist plot. No, it's not a communist plot. It's a plot from people right here in our own government who want to ridicule anybody who talks about the danger, because these people have a different agenda, because I believe some of them worship a different God. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. The book, The Devil's Poison. The Devil's Poison, How Fluoride is Killing You, is the title, by Dr. Dean Murphy. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Well, Dean, we've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Okay.
So you go right ahead. I'm going to be quiet and you do the talking.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Willing to do what's right? Well, so the really excellent source of information is my talk on the hidden agenda. And it was up on the internet. Somebody sent me a link the other day. I just flipped it up on the screen, and here I am talking on somebody else's website. They've taken our film, The Hidden Agenda, and, of course, that's the highest form of flattery when somebody takes your material and puts it on their website. The Hidden Agenda is a couple of hour talk on the background of water fluoridation. There's a syllabus that goes with that, probably the best syllabus we've ever put together. We recommend it. So get the talk, get the syllabus, and it contains our newsletters as well. We have two DVDs. They're actually put out by a good friend, Dr. David Kennedy. Let There Be Truth, 1. Let There Be Truth, 2. You need to get them all. Each one is 2 hours of 4 sections. They're designed so you can put them up on the on cable television, 30-minute programs. And then, of course, we have certainly the book, The Fluoride Deception. And we have 2 4 tape sets on water fluoridation. And this information is vitally important, and you need to help us get it out. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com, and if you can't afford to get our items, you can go up there, look at my newsletters. I have an excellent newsletter on water fluoridation. If you get any of our other items and ask for the report by the EPA scientist, that's the Environmental Protection Agency scientist, EPA scientist, will send that to you free of charge. Or you can pull it down yourself at www.NTEU280.org. NTEU280.org. You need to get the information. You need to help us get the information out while there's still time. Because believe me, ladies and gentlemen, every day that goes by, why millions of Americans are being systematically poisoned. They know what they're doing. There is a population control agenda. And if you haven't read my monograph on that, it's available on the Internet. It's called The Population Control Agenda. Just put down my name or Radio Liberty. Or if you get something else, just ask for a free copy of The Population Control Agenda, a monograph. It'll give you an overview of the things we're talking about. You need to get my talk, Planned Population Reduction. You need to get my talk on None Dare Call It Genocide. You need to get my talk on the population control. You have a four-tape set on population control. The information is there, and you need to get it, and you need to help us get it out. There really are people who want to kill off most of the world's population. And if you don't believe that, we've got the pages from Barbara Marx Hubbard's original manuscript of her book, The Revelation, the Book of Co-Creation. It was republished under the auspices of the Lawrence Rockefeller Endowment for the Humanities, but in the original book, which was really a parody, which was a review of the revelation of Jesus Christ, the last book in the Bible, by a demonic spirit that Barbara Marx Hubbard, who was one of the richest women in the world, who ran for the vice presidency on the Democratic ticket in 1984. Barbara Marx Hubbard's been a consultant to our military and a consultant to various departments in government, and Barbara Marx Hubbard, writing in her book, initially talked about Revelation 6:8, that's reference to I looked and beheld a pale horse, and the rider upon him was death, and power was given to kill a quarter of the population by the sword, and by pestilence, and by famine, and by death. And she simply said, a quarter of the population is going to have to be killed. That is not your job, my dear. That is ours, for we are the riders of the pale horse death. It's already underway. The rider is simply charging towards America today. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is Monday, 13 December 2010. Thank you so much for joining us today. Hope you're warm wherever you are. Ooh, it's a rough one out there. I don't know if you saw it or not, but The stadium in Minneapolis came down. I mean, the roof just let go of one of those inflatable roofs. But, of course, the game will go on. A rough time for everybody in the Midwest and East. Hopefully, you're taking care of your animals, keeping warm, and you had a good weekend. Maybe it was a time that you could just sit down and be together with your family. Hopefully, you did something that you are glad you did, and you are looking forward to another good week. Next week, you know, is the big holiday season, so lots of emotions flowing around the country. Good, bad, scared, sad. I mean, really sad memories, and from a lot of people that remember some days that were better than we see today.